Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. The
Rise Guys. Good morning, everyone.
Yeah,
look, everybody, it's Paigey.
Oh.
Paigey.
All right, so let's talk about the tariffs.
I couldn't call you, Saul Paigey.
Oh, boy.
What tariffs?
Trump's tariffs.
I thought those were rescinded.
There's so many different ones now that
it's hard to understand exactly what's going to happen, what is happening now. But people are worried that the tariffs are damaging the economy, and that is particularly happening after last week we had just a horrible, worse than expected report out of the job market, and also the stock market has plunged. It rallies back, but it's been plunging.
I was going to say, I don't ask me for stuff. Mine's all luck of the draw. Also, I don't want anyone asking me. But man, there's one that's been like killing it for me, like that was. But
that's one you want people to buy into, so you can short it.
I don't want to. It's not there yet. I'm not ready to.
So until everything's stable, don't sell.
Well, it's like there's a great. I was telling Fat Boy this. There's a great rookie. He's a good prospect in sports cards where you're like, oh, I heard this guy's great in college, meaning at athletics.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Before magazines, internet, and stuff, you could go buy a bunch of his rookie cards and then speculate on that. But now it's like they're getting nil contracts when they're 14. People already know that. So their stuff's already expensive when they come out. I prospected on an A's prospect.
Oh.
His name is Nick Kurtz.
Oh,
and
boy.
He hit 4 home runs in one game. As a freaking rookie.
That's pretty impressive.
For the A's, too.
Has been on a streak.
You ever hit a home run?
Inside the park. But it's because they were missing the ball when they would throw. I got the game ball, and my mom had a trophy glove made for me because I got an inside the park home run.
So when he becomes a Yankee, are you going to sell his card?
Well, he'll get lost to probably the Dodgers or somebody. But I've already started some. So I was buying them at a nickel, selling them for as high as $8. I mean, that's like better than stock market. In quantity, yeah.
So in recent.
So you should have speculated on Nick Kurtz and many others.
Yeah.
There's still some others.
Scoobal came out of nowhere.
Freaking well, James Wood.
What if you're a manufacturer?
Big hog.
And you
big
are
dumper.
Adversely affected by the tariffs. For example, the stock was dragged down for Crocs shoes.
Somebody in the building were smart. They'd use a little wordplay on this tariff.
These
are my tariffs.
Oh. Oh,
I get it. Yeah.
Ooh, don't help.
So the footwear maker,
you said footlong maker,
their profits tumbled to 29.2%. So.
Wow.
It's.
I mean, because
kind of like, you know,
they make knockoffs. They're just as good.
I would say that I wouldn't say volatile, but you just have to be very careful with the stock market these days, especially if you have a product like that and you don't want
to. So are you a bear or a bull when it comes to this? And I'm not talking about your sexual prowess.
Yeah.
Well, obviously you hope that it's a bull market, right? And you hope that everything's
okay, in China shop.
Do your buying in the morning and do your selling in the afternoon.
But have they ever done running of the bulls in a China shop?
Is it true the bull market is a grocery store in Asheville?
Yes, Horace Grant works there. Clemson guy had to keep it. His first bull. I could have went with
first
Jordan,
bull.
But you
and
know,
I
too
remember
easy.
A family member lost some money, and this is years ago when the stock market tanked. I'd say
which
like
time?
20 years ago.
Really?
Like, oh wait,
yeah.
God.
It was a rough time.
See, man, I've just been very, I don't want to sit here and blah, blah, blah.
And when everybody.
I was very fortunate during that time because that's when a little birdie told me, metals. I'm like, okay, it's weird. And I was at Myrtle Beach watching freaking news talking Born. About it. Like, no, they don't allow it at Ocean Lakes.
But what happens when people are doing the panic sells and the, you know, we don't want the stock market to crash. You don't want your bank to crash.
Well, I give you a little thing here. It's called buy on the dip. And that applies.
That's the fun part, trying to figure out when and what the dip is.
Yeah. Like, I've still got probably 50 or 60 Wander Franco rookie cards that are just gem cards. But, yeah. And I'm like, I don't want to just, I mean.
He's losing precious time, too.
But what if it all comes together and, you know, he's vindicated and.
So he lost a lot of time.
And you can't, like, I don't want to donate him to Goodwill. There's a bunch of sex offender cards. Enjoy.
Oh, it's That's the sex weird. Offender set from Topps.
Yeah. You should get it. Oh, I'm not going to make that.
Look, the county, when you get locked up, they got a deck of cards with the county's most wanted. They should have sex offender ball cards.
Remember, I didn't sell them. I lost them or in moving. They got lost or well, I don't know what. But the guys that brought us back the pieces of Saddam's palace.
Oh, yeah. One of many.
Brought us back the deck of cards that they would give them that on the back had the most wanted terrorist faces on them for them to, when they're playing cards, they're also learning, you know. But yep. He said, man, we went out playing that night with the wrong deck of cards and we ended up shooting an old maid.
Oh, Lord.
Actually shot a fish. Just the way they explain how the palaces work.
Yeah.
Well,
go to jail.
Oh, speaking
it's like
of,
freaking Assad, Bashar al-Assad, you know, when he left.
Yeah.
They raided his and they had like Herman's handbags and all kind of stuff in there. Because his bougie-ass wife.
It's Hermes.
Do you think you should get perks being in jail? Good time behavior.
You know how I
like
feel
that.
About that.
This is an interesting subject. Not.
Well, let's talk about
anti-giving them free sex changes and free college educations. Well, they're going to shape them up when they get out. What about the ones that didn't go that ain't getting free college education?
What about getting a pet? Well, you know, Ghislaine.
You going to get petted or be somebody else's West pet
transferred.
In jail?
It'll
be somebody's lap dog.
Maxwell. One of the perks at this Texas prison camp where she is they get to play with dogs. And the program is, service dog training program, which a lot of the inmates are very good at training these dogs. It helps them.
Is her lawyer a moron? You help me figure it out because they keep asking Trump about a pardon for her. And he always says, I'm allowed to do it. But nobody's, you know, asked me for one or have even brought it up. So wouldn't her lawyer hear this and be like, duh, maybe I'll ask for a pardon.
But she's not allowed
Trump
to.
Trump got in trouble for doing an impression like that. So you really heard
she's not allowed to be a part of this canine companions program.
Or at least the commutation.
Because, and I quote from NBC News, we do not allow anyone who's
crime. Did you say
crime,
it like Lester Holt?
No.
Tom Yamas?
We do not allow anyone whose crime involves abuse towards minors or animals, including any crime of a sexual nature, to participate.
Well, guess what? What people are forgetting about her is she worked something out. We don't know the full details of it, but she had a lot of information. So she's not like she's the exception. She's going to get whatever.
I'll tell you that I don't have the yard art and things like that, but I'm a big supporter of our president, and I voted for him. But there needs to be some kind of, I mean, that's all that people disagree with him have to say now. Release the list. Really, like I feel like we got to address that.
Release
yeah.
it.
Well, yeah. Did you hear what Alex Jones said? No, I'm just kidding.
You got to put the list out. I don't really care about
honestly,
the thing at this
a
point.
A crime is a crime. If you committed a crime, the victims need help, you know, in
look
that situation. Because that girl committed suicide who came forward in the whole Ghislaine Maxwell and the case.
She's gone. Epstein's gone.
Yes.
Maxwell's locked up. But what does it benefit from here? What if Trump is on the list or whatever? Okay, well, then you got to prove from there if any, like, you know, any kind of wrongdoing happened from there.
At the same time, we have very public jobs, all three of us, and what if we
have a pubic job as well?
What if we happen to be in the same room with somebody who's done something terrible, and we didn't know that this person was horrible, and we happen to have pictures taken with them? Are we guilty of something?
Even if there is a context to the list that would come out, it's just a list of names. Where do you go from there? Okay, more than likely, people on the list probably were involved in some kind of nefarious activity, but I don't know.
But if we flew to the island and we spent the weekend in one of the rooms with one of the girls, we are just as liable as anybody else because we knew prior to going there what was going to happen, I'm sure.
What did that island smell like, I wonder?
I don't know. But...
plus, who has it now?
And I get the reference with that, but you know it's like this. It's in my life I've dined with kings and queens, right, and on pork and beans. I have been associated with or whatever with people, and you have feelings and things, but when they show them true selves, their true selves. Mm-hmm. And you continue to ignore that, and you don't remove yourself from the situation, in my opinion, you're just as bad. And that's why I've cut people out of my lives like it was a damn benign freaking mole.
Yeah, but we all know right from wrong.
You don't, well.
Well, most people do. It's just common sense that you don't.
When you get to a point like that with somebody, do you not for like try to figure out how to keep them around, to use them for whatever you can? To a certain extent,
no.
Then cut them off.
Like probably younger me. I don't like. I've been on the opposite end of that before, where I clearly was not in a like radio way, but just like a used way, and I'm like, yeah. It puts me. I think it's what makes me gun shy now with stuff, not with guns, but like this stuff in general.
Yeah, certain
like,
people.
Is that what happens? Is you like. As you get older, you're not making a lot of new friends. And is it because we're sheltering or we're going more, introverted as you get older? Or is it like, you know what? I'm tired of getting stabbed in the back by people I freaking trusted my whole life. Mm-hmm. To hell with any new people.
Yeah, that's a lot of it. You know,
can I get a what?
Yeah.
I'd stop trying to figure out why people come and go. When and how they do. It's like it just happens.
Yeah.
So when it happens, it happens.
It's better to just like avoid the people that are really going to be horrible in your life. I mean, you don't have to be mean and cruel. You just don't have to have them in your life if they're not going to contribute anything positive. Because we all know right from wrong. Well, we should.
No, but that's the thing. Like, we don't. I mean, we don't. We can say, I mean, we do, and I'm not saying, but there's a lot of stupid damn people in this world. I'm not even being mean, but like, there's a bunch of just dumb, stupid people. Just stupid. That's the ones I hate.
They don't want to try to learn.
I feel bad for them, I guess.
Real absent-minded, just dumb.
I mean, how the whole Diddy thing with all those parties, you know right from wrong? You know, that looks disgusting.
Well, that whole thing was botched. There's a lot of stuff about that should have came out that never did.
Okay, so what about if there's a restaurant you love, mm-hmm. and you found out that they were, you go there for their, whatever your favorite dish is, and you find out that they're allowing drug deals to go down there. Like, not just like a little baggie, but like big time drug deals.
Yeah, like heroin and people are dying.
You still love that food, though. Are you going to go there anymore?
No.
Yeah, I agree. I did that. That was a place.
I'll get takeout.
No, I mean, that's everything. It's, no.
Mm-mm. If people are getting sick and dying, I'm not stepping foot into that.
It's like they always said, you lay down with a koala, you're going to get chlamydia. Is that not what they say?
Yeah, that's what they say.
I'm not trying to play devil's advocate, but I am curious. How many times did How many times did you quit going to the one place because they kept getting you sick? It was a few, right? Like, you gave him chance after chance.
Oh, God, I loved that food. I loved it. But it wasn't just, like, tearing up my stomach. I'd get sick.
Yeah,
like,
sick.
Like, food poisoning sick?
I don't know. I don't know that I've ever had that. I mean...
I don't think I've had
that. I think everybody self-diagnoses that. I think that they're... I just... It was... Well, I mean, mad. It would tear me up.
If you had,
I mean, sick.
Not in a good way, either.
No. Yeah, I'm going to get a buzz from it.
All right, then. I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
You know, most of these segments today have just been us talking. Have you noticed?
Yeah. Thank God.
Is that why it's called a talk show? Good morning, everybody.
I understand how they're funny. The crack is stupid.
I need like 5 cups of coffee.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You had to play the music I love and get me ready to tackle the day.
The Rise Guys.
When the stakes rise and the lights get bright, that's when you find out who can really swim. Deep Waters is a new UFC podcast from CBS Sports. Every Monday, myself, Dean Thomas, alongside with legends of the sport, Chris Weidman, Jorge Masvidal, and Dustin Poirier, bring you inside the octagon like no one else can. Deep Waters, new episodes every Monday. Watch on YouTube or listen on Apple, Spotify, and everywhere else you get podcasts.
It's rule. We're okay with saying the name Fatboy, or he's okay, brother? All right.
You say his name.
Fatboy said that this guy is mad about a situation that his girlfriend is allowing to happen, that most of you just wish you could be in this situation. We got Ronnie on with us. Ronnie, what's going on, man?
Well, I'm trying to just overheard you. I don't know if you'd wish for my situation, but I just honestly need to. Do you know about it a little bit? I just need to vent at all, a little. That's all.
I purposefully tell Fatboy not to tell me the entire thing because.
I purposefully get pissed when he says it.
Well, I need to like hear this stuff for the first time, but you know, give me a little bit. He just said that you're in a situation where, again, like I just said, most men would love to be in it. You hate it, and I would have a hard time to do. So that's what we're here for. Let it fly. Let's hear it.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I got to get this off my chest. First off, I'm not really looking for any advice. But, all right, so me and my girl, we've been together a few years. And so a few months back, we started swinging, which was her idea. And at first, I was like, oh, yeah, let's do it, you know. But I didn't push it on her, and I did not bring it up. I want to, for the record, you know, state that. But I was surprised, you know, that she did. But I said, cool, you know, whatever. And honestly, I never really thought I would be this guy. But here we are. So honestly, the first time we did this, I already felt like I really had to lower my standards to go through with it because the chick I was paired up with was not it. I mean, she was rough for real. Like she really was. So, but you know,
so they didn't match up. Like the husband would be told, "Hey, you're not dating. You're dating below your league." Is that what they would say? I was always told I dated out of my league or whatever, but if she's uglier than you or the guy, he's dating below his league, I would suppose.
I would say that. Yeah. You know, I don't know if that she would say that, but at the same time maybe she just doesn't really care.
Yeah.
But also maybe it's just my nerves, you know? Maybe it does get better.
So it's gonna happen again? Or it's happening
now
again?
It is happening again, you know, and so round two this weekend coming up.
Same girl?
And no, get this. Somehow this new girl is worse. I mean, worse than the last one.
I feel like she's doing it on purpose to punish you or something. How is she worse? Is she
right?
Looks wise, bigger in size, smaller in size?
No, you know, nothing like that. She's not bigger. The last girl honestly wasn't that big either, but.
Well, you can just also be ugly. I mean, being big ain't, you know, even when I was fat, I was still sexy as hell.
Well, this girl is not. She's got a lazy eye, I swear to y'all. And, I mean, it's not, it ain't cute. I'll just put it that way. But, you know, I think my girl ain't really worried about that. I don't think she really cares. She's looking at the dudes, and these dudes I'm getting a little insecure about. I mean, that's all that matters to her. She sees these hunky guys that she wants to hop on, and boom,
all right,
they're coming over.
So she's got a lazy eye, and you agreed to this?
Get her an eye patch.
She had a GPS eye. She's looking at you and the kitchen at the same time. She's watching the oven.
Don't you think?
Pretty much. Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Does she always look at you cross-eyed, or is it just like maybe she's bored in the conversation and just drifts to one side?
Well, I mean, I haven't really seen the girl butt pictures just yet, but
photos.
It's just,
oh, yeah.
It's just not really looking very good from the pictures. Usually I feel like now with Snapchat, Photoshop, whatever they're doing these days, can make someone look better in a photo, but yeah. I don't know if that's what's going on
so
here.
I'm sorry, but I just have to ask this. It sounds like she, your girlfriend of several years, she's going out and picking the couples, and you're not getting a say-so, correct?
Pretty much. And
she's just throwing darts blindfolded.
Yes. And what makes it worse is, like I said, these dudes she's bringing in are hot, like way hotter than their women.
That sounds weird.
I'm looking around thinking, like, why are all these dudes the best looking ones in the room? It's disheartening, okay? It's disheartening. So, I did not sign up to be taking grenades out here. So she just could live out her little dreams and fantasies, you know?
So what, you just smile and
you
grin and bear it? Yeah. I mean,
I'm taking it for the team.
She's
out there recruiting
QB1 quarterbacks, and you're stuck with the offensive lineman sisters.
Are you in the same? Can I ask you a question? Are you in the same situation together? Or are you going to separate rooms? Because I don't know if I'd like that.
You don't know
right?
if you would like that.
I wouldn't.
Well,
I wouldn't want him to go with some other girl without me knowing what they're doing.
What I mean, like, I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, I have so many questions, but most of them can't. I'll have to ask you off there because there's no way to even lighten them up. But like, what do you do? I mean,
I'm trying to be a good sport about it and everything, but inside I am screaming. The little man in me is like, get me out of here. And now,
don't ever say there's a man in you, by the way. Especially when this.
What's that?
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, wait. What'd you say?
I said, don't ever say. I'm being filthy. You said that's the little man in me, and I said, don't say there's a man in you. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So now look, I'm stuck. Like, I don't really know. What did you do? I say no and look like the bad guy here. Do I fake this enthusiasm, which I cannot do, mind you, while I hook up with a woman that looks like she's about to fall asleep mid-sentence?
Oh, Lord. Why don't you... Okay, here's an alternative if you want to be swingers. Why don't you pick...
Okay.
He doesn't want to be, you can tell.
I know. I wouldn't be into
it. No, I'm listening. Go ahead.
Why don't you alternate? Like, it's her choice to get the guy, and then you get the girl. Like, you switch couples... You know, who makes the decision, like every other time.
The man is doomed in that particular situation because he's like, oh, she got something that I can't give you. Why'd you pick a blonde? I'm a brunette. Like,
catch 22 yourself.
Yeah,
so different.
No, but I mean, then he gets what he wants and she gets hers too.
Look, here's a text.
Or make her wear a Halloween mask.
Here's a text, Ronnie. It says, I'm going to read it verbatim. I ain't never heard somebody so mad about getting laid. That's a text he just came in.
It ain't about the sex anymore. It's like, I'm the bottom pick in the fantasy draft every time. You know, I'm not even mad at my girl anymore. I'm not even mad at her. I just need to say this out loud before I lose my mind.
So are you going to cancel this weekend or what?
I'm going to go through with it, all right? I'm a team player. And
you're like a mountain biker, aren't you? Like, you're a guy that's like Mr. Adrenaline. Like, you just have that, like, hang loose, I don't give a damn, I don't live near the beach, so I can't go and ride those waves, so I'm going to ride down the side of a mountain or something.
If I'm a mountain biker, like, the only level speed I'm on is like 1 or 2, you know? I'm not up at like 6 or 7 clicks or nothing.
Right,
so,
right.
Oh, with what I got going on here, at least.
You're a better sport than I would be. I'd be like, look, it's not happening. I just need to stop because these dudes are ugly and I don't want them in me.
He's about to hook up.
Well, the dudes are hot now. It's the girls who are not that great.
Yeah, I'm just saying in your situation.
Okay, let me ask this, Ron, because I know it's going to be like way off topic here, but you keep saying, and I tend to do this. I tend to look too deep into stuff. You keep saying these guys are very hot. These guys are very hot. Do you think that your self-esteem is not so good? Like, you feel as though, like, you know, not so much about the lazy with the lady with the lazy eye. I almost said the lazy with the lady eye. But just like, do you feel intimidated or less than because, in your opinion, they're hotter than you are?
I mean, that's something that's going on here, probably at like, I don't know, what do you call it, a subconscious kind of level? But
I
like,
think that way too much, I suppose.
You know, and I mean, it's probably conscious, but like, I mean, what I really can't get out of my head is that I'm having to hook up with this girl with a lazy eye. Like, I mean, I don't want that. You know, there's no proof.
Do it dog style.
So, are you the only one that's hooking up with this girl? Because is your girl hooking up with her too? Because I feel
No. She's just hooking up with the dude.
Yeah, because I feel like if she was hooking up with her, she wouldn't have picked her.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. I know. That's what I'm saying. So,
it really doesn't sound like you're into it, though.
Well, I'm just getting the rough end of the stick here. Like, if I
don't
could
say that
the...
either, you're not getting a rough end of a stick, Ronnie. Hold on a minute, Ronnie. We gotta go to break here. We'll come back and talk more with Ronnie. I just kind of, you know, Fat Boy will take his stuff out of context and put you on Best Damn Audio next week, and then we'll be good.
He's
gonna
fill a whole segment with.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Ronnie.
Guys, break it down. Live from CallRob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina, it's time to say hello, famous people celebrating a birthday on today, the wide open day of Lionsgate Portal, 8-8. Happy birthday. Or
suck it. Man, we got all Friday birthdays today. A lot of them, too.
That means no one famous was born on the weekend. Unless it's your birthday listening right now, it's not talking about you.
I hope this plays on your birthday. Let's start with the greatest male tennis player of all time. He's Swiss.
Bjorn Borg?
No. Roger Federer.
Federer.
He's won Wimbledon 8 times. He's won every major numerous times.
You know, if everybody had names that sounded like ours, it makes me. I don't know, like Charles Schwartzel. Remember him? I was like, that name doesn't sound right. Charles Schwartzel?
You know what? I got to give Andy Roddick more credit than I ever gave him, because the 2 times he would have won Wimbledon, he lost to Federer. He just ran into that buzzsaw at the wrong time.
Hi, what's your name? Bjorn Borg. This is my brother, Cy.
This is my brother, IRS.
No, Cyborg.
Dumbass. I was thinking that he don't pay his taxes, Joe.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't care what you do in another country.
I'll say 24.
25.
Okay, he retired. You got to remember that. He's 44.
Oh, Lord. Oops. You're bad.
Oh, Lord. Let's go with this fella right here.
God bless. Bye.
I like that move. He's a famous end sinker.
Fat Boy is bye.
I will be here in about 10 minutes.
Ooh.
Oh, snap.
He's going to hook up with men and women after the show. He said.
Yeah. Oh, no. Hang on now.
Right. I knew
you're going to maybe get canceled in my local community.
He's bilateral. He likes to lay down and do it. I will say.
He'll buy anything he wants.
This guy is it's Justin Bieber, right? Or no, Timberlake.
It's not Timberlake. It is J.C. Chazé.
Is that the one that he's got kind of, you know, a little bit of, it's like,
I guess you could
Spanish flair, perhaps?
Yeah, you could say he was number 2 in the group. He's got long hair now.
Yeah.
Who's the
Which
other
one was it that got on drugs real bad? And Howie. That's 98 Degrees.
All the AJ McLean had for Backstreet. He had a drug issue for a little bit.
I don't know. One of them's on tour again now, and I saw a picture of him. He's got a mustache like Vince McMahon.
Yeah.
Like, he's very tiny, very strange.
Backstreet Boys are on tour right now at the Sphere.
Oh, nice.
Sphere.
I bet that's a good
Making
show.
Making a killer ton of money, too.
I'm going to say that dude's a big old 50.
Okay, sounds good. 49.
That son of a bitch is 49 years old today. This must be Boy Brent.
What?
Boy band birthday day.
Dadgum.
B-b-b-b-b-b.
You got to rewind that after we get a break. I just saw my logo on damn TV. That was awesome.
Oh, yeah, I got you.
No, don't do it now. It will get too distracting.
You know what? I'm doing
Please,
it now.
Please, right there in the back. No, don't. Don't. Don't fall into my distractionary ways.
It is Drew Lachey's birthday.
Who the hell is that?
It's Nick's brother from 98 Degrees.
All right, I'm not. Is he in the band?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's okay. I thought we were doing a...
You can say suck on it if you want to.
Well...
But I thought I'd go ahead and throw in this.
I'll say they got to be right in the same age. So I'm almost go 50. If he's also 49, I ain't going to believe it.
Well, guess what? He is, because Paige just looked at me. 49 years old for a Drew. Oh,
damn. I said 51. What do I know?
Guess who else's birthday it is?
51's who's going to win the race this weekend.
Hell yeah, he is.
Hell yeah.
He's probably going to Watkins Glen right now.
Probably.
This is Creed.
It's a scratch step birthday.
Paige wants to crawl on Tremonti, but it's not his birthday.
It's a scratch step.
It is Scott Stapp's birthday. It's not Phillips' birthday, the drummer.
Oh,
I know someone who had sex with him and got a Stapp infection as a result of it.
You do not.
He was cool last time we had him on the show.
Before 54. I have a reason to think that.
Okay, I'll say 49. So
Rick Hall.
You think all three of them was born on the same day?
Paige, you son of a bitch. Scott Stapp is 52 years old.
You moron.
You.
I'm sorry, Scott.
You call yourself a fan.
I do. I like him.
You flat
chested. She says, I love Creed. I was like, bull, Rocky was better.
They make the knees weak, Rock.
But
come on, Rock.
He is sexy. I'm sorry. I have a crush on him.
Oh, man. Oh, hold on. Terry Runnels?
Nope.
No. The cat?
Nope. No. Can I give you a hint?
Sable.
It is Sable's birthday.
Yeah, dang it. I knew I heard a cat in there somewhere.
So say her husband just made his comeback.
Yeah.
Oh, who's she married to?
Brock Lesnar.
Very good.
Ask me what my name is, Paige. My name is Paul Heyman. Fat boys of Paul Heyman gay. A guy. Heyman. He's a guy.
Gotcha.
I love 20-minute promos.
Lord.
You know what, though? There's no greater promoter, pitch man, blah, 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 ever than Paul Heyman.
That's
ever,
right.
Ever, ever. Sable, though, I'm going to say Rena Lesnar. Is 50. I'm gonna go 55.
All right, 52.
Oh, I wish you would have said 58.
Yeah,
it's hard to believe.
You know,
right?
you saw that recent picture of the two of them together.
Oh, yeah,
dude,
she got darker hair.
I mean,
is she
just
beautiful?
Gorgeous. Like, she's one of those, and yes, she's had touch ups and all that crap, whatever. I, if it was acceptable as a man, I mean, I still wouldn't do it, but still. But like,
didn't you have a poster of her somewhere?
Yes.
What happened to
Fat Boy? Damaged it. He soiled it.
Oh, you weird.
It's like Pamela Anderson. All the, you know, I saw another picture of her the other day without any makeup on. She was speaking at something, and I'm like,
she's so pretty.
Damn it, baby. Like, you, good for you. Like, you got it both ways.
I don't know if you're talking to her or talking to a guy you saw back in the day. You know how they say, hey, chief. Hey, babe.
Hey, girl.
Damn it, baby. Where you been?
Hey, girl. Unskinny Bop, Poison.
It is. It is Ricky Rocket's birthday.
Mm-hmm. 62.
Oh, wow.
You think Bret Michaels has hair like Hulk Hogan did? Like,
yeah.
He's always wearing a hat. I mean, we'll all lose it one day, you know. I mean, hopefully, Paige, you won't, but like.
Cena's got it. He had a hair plug surgery, he said, or transplant.
Yeah, you were saying he admitted it. I looked it up. I was like, wow. You got to own it, though. I mean, you can't be bald one week and show up with hair the next, even if you are an actor.
Everybody's got a little bit of vanity.
Paige, Ricky Rocket.
What'd you say, 62?
I said 62. I did, yes.
61.
Ricky Rocket is 64 years old today. You both missed.
Wow.
Dustin Hoffman, 88 years old today. This one surprised me. Deborah Norville, she just left Inside Edition.
Former guest of the show.
Yep, 67. She don't look it, man.
Oh, man.
But she
very,
left.
Very. That was, I mean, it'd still be nice to talk to her now. I mean, you know, I don't know if we would. But, like, back then, like, that was a big, she was Inside Edition. That was a big deal.
She's from Georgia, right?
Yeah.
Happy heavenly birthday to Mel Tillis. Pam's daddy would have been 93 years old today.
Wow.
I'm sure she'll celebrate.
A guy that had a what some would call a disadvantage and made it his own and made a career out of it.
Yeah.
Like, seriously. Probably. Tell me another person with a stutter that has made money off of it besides Dusty Rhodes? Hardly anybody.
Man. He had a stutter or a lisp?
He had a Mel? Mel Tillis?
No, Dusty
Rhodes. Dusty Rhodes, his tongue's too big for his mouth.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's not too big for yours, baby.
And he's coming your way with knuckle sandwiches. Well, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Mel. Give him hell, Mel. Give him hell in heaven, Mel. Was that a song? Mel's not in hell. Mel's in heaven.
No. And I'm glad you said that. That reminded me. I put a note here on the bottom of the email that I send y'all every day that no one reads. Yeah. And I have a new idea.
Are you joking?
I'm tired of doing the mail sack. So a new idea. I can't tell you what it is yet. It will involve the two of you wearing blindfolds and three surprise guests joining us in studio. So I can't tell you what it is yet, but Monday morning, the debut of the smell sack. You're going to love it. You're going to love it.
It's a little twist on the reflex.
Smell sack.
So we're identifying smells?
I can't say.
I think you just saw Paige's to-do list for the weekend and turned it into a game.
No, I got to go surf my steaks and I got to wax some badges.
I got to go surf the Mecca.
I got to do a table read for this movie.
Why do you have such a lisp?
You don't know what lisp means. I'm doing vocal fry.
Oh.
That's what we're doing.
I got somebody's paper to wax. They just said I had a to-do lisp. I did not.
What would it sound like with a lisp, though? I don't think I could do it.
I
can't
make
it.
I lisp, but I don't think I could.
It sounds kind of deaf a little.
Have you thought about being a rapper? You could be the first female deaf rapper.
No.
We're not making fun of the deaf, but they wouldn't know it if we were. Thank you for listening so much. Uh-huh. Get the podcast. We're on Spotify. We're on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. All of them, we are. Even the ones we dared years ago to never get in bed with. Their money's green, too.
Yeah, Pirate Us in Other Countries, Jimothy Shondells, what's up?
I heart money, guys. What's up? Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Have a good weekend. Wash your hands. We'll see you live Monday. God bless America. It's good.
I have something to say.
One number does it all. On the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby. Bye.
Lemonade. Fresh squeeze lemonade. Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.